report on this over to what you see. I told you that was for an hour, but
Oh yeah, I had a very, I had a very interesting discussion that frankly I
his statements can be interpreted by the other side to mean something.
Right.
Muskie is really saying, and this is where I think he is very vulnerable, that if you just, Hanoi, don't settle with Nixon, wait for me. I'll give you
the sure, that's what he's saying. But he is sabotaging the chances for peace. The word sabotage ought to be used.
Well,
and
defeat, as Rogers called that defeat, he's calling for an American defeat, the first time in history. Rogers.
If Jackson was smart, Jackson sees on this, but sees on it and get a few votes in the country.
He's not meet the press. Jackson with Jackson on Sunday, and we already had a man up this afternoon who we can trust. He's given them all our best lines, and the first reaction is from Jackson's people that could use it. This statement by Muskie, if we can exploit the fact that he is, as a presidential candidate, is in effect saying to the other side, don't negotiate the end of the war, and the continuation of the war is in his hands,
sure. Then
it isn't a question just of hitting him because he deserves it, but it's a question of exploiting the war. It'll be a weakness with him.
That's what my view is. That is an opportunity on our part.
I gave it a lot of thought last night.
I wrote the memorandum yesterday. And all of them said that Scully and all of you met and decided that we ought to be really
taking
on.
Jake, I hope you didn't represent that as my
opinion. No, not yours.
I was saying that.
Yeah, well, he wasn't blaming anybody.
So
my point is, I said, well, I'm not going to address it. I said, I just have a gut reaction that when the guy steps out, he said, we ought to make it an issue. Don't let it lie.
That's an advantage to the
team. You should kick him right in the balls. Now, Rogers, being on, we'll make it. Secretary of State should take him on. Goddamn adults used to get the hell out of the Democrats.
Goldwater was a little upset that we were asking him to put stuff out, and he said, where's your own people? So I called him and got the wire copy to him, and Rogers came through, which was
Jiggles around.
The unfortunate thing, Mr. President, from our standpoint, is that if we hadn't been through that boom, the economy today is in damn healthy shape. People are making more money, they're saving more money, they're spending more money.
Personal income is going up.
And 3%
inflation has cut down.
3% unemployment on breadwinners is nothing in the country like this. Bill Rogers called me this afternoon. It was like a kid with a new toy. He was so pleased with himself. And of course, the wire said, just.
Bill has got to realize that he must have made this. You know, he's pathetically, as we all are, but he is, you know, vain about wanting to get us to be paid attention to. Well, goddammit, he thinks the way to pay attention is be a nice guy with the press. The way to get paid attention to the press is kick somebody in the balls. That's all.
Exactly right.
How does that get to be anybody when he's kicking people in the balls? Now, of course, they're paying him on for other reasons, but it's all right. It's good that Bill started on.
Well, he said to me, he said, Chuck, I sent him over some things last evening. And he said, Chuck, would you send me over some work for Sunday for Face the Nation? He's going on, and Jackson's going on this weekend. Go over to speaking tonight. And
if you can at all, because you look fancy.
Well, we
you can.
Pass them working.
They're not covered.
We've really had some good stuff. The boys have done a good job of the columnists who are buying two lines, lock, stock, and barrel. They're buying the irresponsibility of the presidential candidate doing us, coming on right away. And the other that they're gobbling up is Muskie's stampede to the left. He did this to recover from his two bad shows, Arizona and Iowa.
They call it a stampede to the left.
Yeah, the presser grabbed this, of course. He came into a speech that was typed in three different typewriters and handwritten changes. He was in just such a hell of a hurry to do that. Of course, I had been tipped by a fellow who's now traveling with the press that it was coming, and he told me, as I told you Monday night, he told me basically what he was going to do and why. He also, the same reporter told me last evening to say that Muskie's press conference yesterday was just a bomb. He really did very good. And they asked him the question, well, what would you do?
What would you do? Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, and he said, don't ask me to dot the I's across the T's.
Never said that. That's all right. But just as well, one of the Democrats is there. Those guys are done. They don't start taking him on.
Jackson's been taking him on for hard.
On what? Busing?
On the environment, and on busing on the space shuttle.
Good.
And now he's at this one. And I think Jackson is desperate enough that
he might start being a patriot again.
He might start unloading them. Yes, sir. And we've also got, going over to speaking tonight. We've got,
incidentally, in addition to these lines, we should constantly keep the Ponzi line in. The peace offer is a good one. The Vietcong are not get rejected. They put it in a better home. And that the president took all this goddamn beating for 30 months when he was working on this thing, you know, the man. Because I think your point that we made a good offer, and that a lot of people that see the president in a different light. Don't you think that's
the case? I think that Wall Street Journal editorial, I know you saw it 2 days ago, when they said,
yeah, I saw it. That was really the best. It was the best. I think those, when I say the best, it's the best because it's such a respected paper.
Well, it was beautifully written.
It was a beautifully written editorial that should be brought to the circulation.
We sent that all over the government and all over the Hill. We're doing a special issue of Monday, just 250,000, one of those Frank Wynne type of headlines and quotes and different people's statements. We'll have that one from Monday.
That was a good job you did at Mrs. X's trip tonight.
Thank you, sir.
She appreciated it.
Oh, I
did Monday put something out on your trip?
That was this Monday. And then the following Monday will be the world reaction and the national reaction to your peace initiatives. We'll keep the positive going, and that's it.
But you know, incidentally, I just, one thing about the market these days is that, what are you rather on today?
It was,
you know, the thing about the market is it's the volume.
The volume is huge.
24 million, and the American Stock Exchange had the biggest in 2 years yesterday.
20 million.
The curve. Well, you know what? Those Wall Street brokers are making money.
They're doing what they did in 68 when they just really, my goodness.
Isn't that right?
Oh. You know, when it's
every, no, you know, normally 24 million is not bad. Well, it's not bad. We were down to that. 7 million a day, 6 million a day, per week.
Per week, that's right.
Now, see, there's 25 days in a week.
And those jackets that sit there and make 200,000 a year just trading paper for us.
Yes. Is that what they do?
Oh, yeah, that's it. On that kind of volume, they all make a fortune. It was off today 2.7 inches or something, but 24 shares. And that's a healthy sign.
It's totally going to go around.
903, I think.
We don't want to.
Now, if you look at the historic patterns,
for it's going to go to 1,000 someday.
It goes up in about half the gain, usually is a race, and then it goes up in half. It hasn't been dropping that much. It's been really holding. I think it's been holding the market. That was a great stroke, a great touch with Nancy yesterday. I think that,
yeah,
that really
OP. Oh, yeah, yes, it is.
I got your airplane thing about me. I thought we were already at work on that.
I know.
I get talking.
I hate you were, but I thought it was so goddamn disgraceful.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievably disgraceful, and they ought to be taken off. And I would have been at so just got to be, I heard you did take somebody on, and they won't do the They'll say it's White House pressure. Well, screw them. What the hell's the matter with these
people? I had goons in my office.
Yeah.
I didn't raise that up. I just said, you guys are crazy. This is why people don't trust the network.
Yeah. Well, if he was there, weren't they? They hired her?
Oh, sure, the camera. All three networks are running the camera. But they have not missed one single day of the Irving Committee testimony until yesterday. Yesterday was the first day that they haven't had. They ran a crowd.
Are there any complaints going to the top or up then?
Yes, sir.
With no avail.
Well,
like it, the parasite.
I know, we're going to take it into the FCC, which is just going to raise the whole
thing. Can you do that?
Yes, sir. When this accuracy in media, this little group in Washington.
Can
you do that? Oh, hell, they got senior direct and break release. The commentary about the military state. Remember, you had about 2 months ago. Atrocious commentary.
Well, I'm looking forward to read Chinese this weekend.
Well, if you get some sunshine, I know that's how you get an enormous play, I'm sure. Story building, you know, you can already see it. Science is there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, Al Barr.
Yes,
I have to again.
Mr. President, how are you?
Are you?
Fine.
It's easy.
Yeah.
Well, Chair.
That was quite an experience for this fellow.
Yeah, I spent another 10 minutes on it, but
I can charge
you. I think what you can do
on this, but he's very much
was fantastic what he did.
He said an interesting thing, you know, that he was the first quite young man, he's Russian in 59. And he was quite honest. He said, but I mean, very, frankly, strong speech of the exposition, you know, pro-American, narcissistic, and so forth and so on. The interesting thing was that he said, I didn't like part of it, but I liked it more than just him, because he likes him. You notice that
he's always up. You know, he likes him.
Well, that guy was a Russian.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
maintain this, and I know it's difficult, very touchy and red, but we've got to maintain not only right, but the responsibility of the chiefs to have the right contact with the president.
Yes, sir.
My point is that because of that miserable little bastard of the Anderson papers thing and all that sort of thing, that of course raises some, problems here and there. But it doesn't, as far as I'm concerned, because what is important to me is that the chiefs have got to have this contact. You never, otherwise, you cannot, in a real sense, say that the president is commander in chief. Then, in a real sense, the secretary of defense is commander in chief.
That's a law, quite clear.
I cannot call it out of the law. But you see, they say now the president is commander in chief. Well, the president is not going to talk anything about military events. So, he cannot meet his responsibilities as commander in chief unless he has direct contact with the military. And I think the Secretary of Defense, sure, we've got that set up for that purpose. There's got to be some contact. Now, the other thing is that Secretaries of Defense will vary. They vary.
Right.
And we understand that. But the Secretary of Defense is not elected by anybody. He has no responsibility. His commander-in-chief, the President's got the responsibility. Now, for example, that brings me, just so we understand, total understanding here that apparently it's done, but you can work it out. And Henry C. When you're over here for a verification or some other damn thing, you just come in. You just work it out. And you don't need reports or anything of that sort. You do it. I don't want you doing this on. But I've got to have some opportunities to just discuss things and get it straight to the mark off. Some of this stuff, or on whichever is the better global expression. Now, this is what you have to do.
Mr. President,
you're going to catch up for it, or maybe you're going to catch up for it. I'm the boss. That's what it's going to be.
I don't mind catching hell. I've already called hell for it.
Yeah.
You can depend on me.
Right.
You can depend on me. I thank you.
That's the way it is, and I don't want to get any illusions that I'm talking to you about this. And hey, I'm too early. But my point is that we can tell you. You got to go. Understand? You got to tell we'll protect you if there's any problem with the secretary. It's Henry's job. The work goes out if he can. And if he can't, I will. But God damn it, we're just not going to have any. Henry, if I got this thing clear now, you understand?
Oh, absolutely. I would ask if you agree with the president that since you're scheduled to go out on the occasion that Tom can't come in here.